Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. There's a change in the air, and that means cooler nights. Lows will be in the upper 60s the next few days, with afternoon highs in the mid-80s. Let's get things started in the classroom. Public school teachers in Florida will soon be required to dedicate at least 45 minutes of instruction on Victims of Communism Day. It's to teach students about communist leaders around the world and how people suffered under those regimes. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill that designates November 7th as the state's official Victims of Communism Day. It makes Florida one of a handful of states to adopt the designation. It is the first state to mandate school instruction on that day. The law requires the instruction to begin in the 2023-2024 school year. In drinking news, there is no shortage of spots serving up margaritas in Miami. But only one restaurant is serving the best margarita in Florida. The Eat This Not That website says that the best margarita in Florida can be found at Le Chic in Wynwood. The restaurant has been singled out for its menu before. In 2021, Big 7 Travel chose Le Chic's burger as one of the best 50 burgers in the country. In business news, a Coconut Grove institution is reopening this summer. The Mayfair Hotel will welcome guests again in August, following a $50 million remodeling. The colorful hotel with artistic flair is known for its rooftop pool and open-air courtyard. It will reopen with 179 suites. The hotel was originally opened in 1985 as the Mayfair Hotel and Spa. In driving news, love is in the air, especially in Central Florida. We're talking love bugs, of course. The pesky insects are in the mood this time of year. And the blissful bugs get enticed by the smell of exhaust and end up smushed into your car paint and grill. Any local who has driven on Florida's Turnpike on vacation to Disney World knows what it's like. Is there anything a driver can do? Well, for one, wax your car. The coating will make it harder for the love bugs to stick. Baby oil might help to remove dead bugs. And carry water in a closed container and a squeegee so you can remove the love bugs when you get to your destination. And finally, a Miami Beach hotel has just been named one of the best hotels in the country. TripAdvisor just released its 2022 Traveler's Choice Best of the Best Awards, and only one property from Florida made the prestigious list of top 25 hotels in the U.S., the Standard Spa in Miami Beach. The waterfront Standard Spa is an adults-only property except for its restaurant. Guests must be 18 to stay the night and 21 to check in. The top U.S. hotel for 2022 was the Mark Hotel in New York City. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com. And stay healthy.